You just gotta approach it like it's another game. I mean, you got 16 of them, so this one isn't going to be any different because it's played on a different day. So our approach has to be the same, and we have to stay even keeled and calm.
Is it different because it's the opener, though? Does that matter at all?
The opener is always exciting, but you know, you still have to take the same approach. You know, at my position, you can't be you know, too excited, because you come out and balls tend to sail on you and be high. And, you know, you want to keep your composure, and that helps everybody else keep their composure.
Were you able to get the team back on track today and get the
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yesterday, that what happened in that 10 minutes didn't affect us for the rest of the practice. So, I mean, we all love one another. We got a brotherhood in there, so it extends far beyond football. So, you know, it was just something that happened, and we cleared it up, and we didn't even think nothing about it.
It looked like when you tried breaking it up, Carey had some issue with you. What particularly happened there?
Nothing. I'd rather not even talk about it. You know, I'm trying to just leave that, put that behind us. You know, we got to focus on football. We got to focus on winning this game. Carey's okay. He understands. You know, that he has to control his temper sometime, and we all do. But we all are men at the end of the day, and sometimes, you know, tempers do flare, but that's normal.
There's been multiple incidents with him, though, this summer. Are you confident that, you know, why are you confident going forward that it's going to be behind him?
Because I know after yesterday, Carey understands that, you know, we need him on the football field, not to be, you know, hot-headed at times. And we know he's a guy who's very, you know, very, you know, into what, you know, his work and what we do. And you know, he can't be high strung all the time. You know, he got to stay even keel like everybody else. And, you know, just out of respect for the game more than anything.
On most teams around the league, there's a number one receiver. In this offense, is there a number one receiver, or is it pretty spread out?
No, it's no number one receiver in our offense because guys move around. Everybody knows all four or five positions. We can put anybody in any spot, and they know exactly what to run. So it's a credit to their hard work and their preparation and being in the playbook, knowing exactly what we need to do. So it makes us versatile, gives us an opportunity to explore different avenues.
Mike, and, what would it mean to you to play 16 games and be out there every week?
I plan on playing 16 games this year. I mean, it's something that I got my mind made up to do. You know, things happen, but hopefully, you know, this year will be my year where I can be out there with my teammates for all 16 games and just enjoy this season and try to make the most out of it.
Out of all the stuff, I mean, is that one of the more frustrating things, that it's just something, it's been something physically each year?
I never think about it. You know, only time I talk about it, hear about it, is when I talk to you guys sometimes. But it's a good reminder because it's going to help me to continue to prepare myself in the weight room and doing all the things that essentially can lead me to being on the field for 16 games, which is where I need to be.
Do you feel about like you're kind of like playing like point guard with the way you guys run your offense, where you got all these options, you get the ball, you take it this way, that way?
Yeah, I mean, like I feel playing this offense is fun. I mean, I feel like, you know, I control everything. I'm the head that controls the body. And, you know, each and every day I go out here and I just feel like I'm in control and I just want to take this offense and own it. And I'm still learning every day, and there's things that sometimes I don't do as well, but I correct it, and my motto is just all to never make the same mistake twice, and I think I've been doing a good job of that. But things are going to continue to happen. I just got to continue to build on it.
After the Jacksonville game, you said the tempo could be much faster. Are you expecting, you know, kind of that acceleration throughout the whole game now?
I don't know. I can't say. I mean, it's all in what our bodies can take. You know, but you know, our goal is to push the pace. That's what we prepare for. That's what we want to do. And, you know, we'll see. Sometimes we may slow it down and we may huddle.
So it's just faster than we saw in the three preseason games?
I don't know. I can't tell you. We'll have to see.
Mike, there's been talk about running the read option, putting the quarterback at risk. But I think some of your bigger hits have been when you're in the pocket.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're more at risk running the read option, or kind of when you're hanging back there?
I actually think it's safer. You can kind of control what happens. You can dictate, you know, how you're going to fall, how you're going to get hit. You can see it coming. Sometimes you don't see it coming when you're in the pocket, and that can be dangerous. But, hey, that's the position that we play, and you know, that's why we play quarterback.
Do you think everything's in place? You're talking about playing 16 games. You have a coach that really wants to run the ball a lot, which takes pressure off you physically. You won't get hit as much. You have an offensive line that looks like it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's in place? Like, everything's kind of in place. You know, you seem to be more comfortable at this point. Is everything in place for you to really have a good chance to do that?
You know, I think everything is in place for us to, you know, sustain, you know, every guy on this football team to be able to get the most out of ourselves and be highly productive for this offense and for this organization. You know, our philosophy and what we want to do is going to be, you know, paramount to us, you know, being on the field, you know, all 16 games. And the thing is, we've been able to go through it all through the spring and through the summer and feel good about it. And that's where you want to be going into opening week. And, you know, it just gives you optimism going down the road.
Mike, how big are these opening games, especially this one with a new coach and that? How big are these games at home?
I mean, they're big games. Every game is a big game. You know, you can be in week 11 and that game can determine, you know, the course of your season. And like Coach Kelly tells us, one play can determine the course of a game. So you got to give it your all. You can't take any plays off. You can't treat any different. You got to give it everything that you got and not leave any stones unturned. And the one thing you don't want to do is be laying in the bed at night, you know, after the game, you know, wondering what could have happened or what should have happened.
Last one, guys.
How different is it, you know, after this training camp's over now than it was with under Andy when he used to kind of, you know, really have it very physical, and then a lot of guys were maybe a little beat up toward the end of camp, and you were kind of more ready for the long haul? Is this a different process?
Yeah, well, everybody, you know, every coach has his own way of preparing his guys to play, and whatever they believe in, it's us as players to, you know, follow that lead and believe in it and, you know, not stray. So, you know, Coach Reed had his philosophy. Coach Kelly has his way of doing things. And, you know, it's all about, you know, the benefit of the player at the end of the day. And, you know, whatever it takes, whatever works, you know, I'm all for it.
Are you guys ready for 16 game, Brian? Or more
than absolutely. I mean, we have no choice.
No, I'm not ready for 16.